Warhammer of ISBG on OC2 Urban Radio.
Hey, this is Asburn from ForbiddenNinja.com.
Hi, this is Zach from UTForums.com.
This is Apex Twin from GameAdmins.com.
Hi, this is Lord of Doom from UTZip.
Hi, this is MungoZen from MungoZen.com.
Hi, this is Gleam from LWZ.
Sup, y'all? This is The Count from Wolfit.com.
Howdy, this is Talon from UTScripts.net.
Give me a radio check.
And you're listening to Oswald on Urban Radio.
Oswald, Urban Radio.
You're listening to Oswald.
Oswald on Urban Radio.
Oswald on Urban Radio.
You're listening to Oswald on Urban Radio.
Coming to you live from the sixth floor, it's Oswald, and you're tuned in to another episode of Urban Radio.
Let's kick some in.
Take what you want, take what you need, take all you can, take all you see, take all my friends and take me too.
Welcome to the show. Now, I'm sure everyone's wondering what the hell happened to all the news that was promised to him some months ago. That is actually why we're here to discuss that today. Actually, it's more like me telling you what's going to happen. Unlike previous episodes of Urban Radio, today's show is going to be a little bit different. If you have any questions during the show, you can send me a private message. You can find me in Pound Urban Terror on ETG is On Air Oswald. Now, let's get some of the formalities out of the way here on Inside the Game. First, I do want to remind everybody that you can catch Act of War Gridiron Challenge each and every Friday, beginning at 12 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time at 2100 CET. We provide coverage for five rounds of Gridiron action, along with some kick-ass music, thanks in part to Wolfsci at Act of War and AutoAim.cfg of Interstellar Tribe. Also, the 80s are returning to ITG. Just Push Play is beginning back next week. Tune in each Wednesday as I take you back to the decade of the 80s. We talk TV, movies, nostalgia, and, of course, music. Now, with that out of it, we can actually get into what you came for today. Today, there's no Server of the Week, no community news. I haven't talked to Hybrid Esk or Midget Killer to pimp a level this week. And we can also forego the league news and top clans and nations kicking ass and taking names. Today should clear many of the questions surrounding the who, what, where, why of Urban Terror and ET. We'll also discuss what has transpired over the course of the last 12 months. Yeah, I know. I said 12 months, 1 year, 365 days. However you look at it, it's been a damn long time. Right after this break, we will go nonstop, and at the end, I will be willing to take any of the questions that you have. It's Oswald. You're tuned to Inside the Game. We'll be right back.
Tune in, listen, play.
Radio ITG.
Radio ITG.
And
let's see. Who wants wheat off the air?
Dude, I know nobody wants...
Who wants wheat off the air? Off the air.
I don't want wheat off the air.
One, and that's a map.
Get off the
legs.
Oh, I'm not going to deal with this shit tonight.
Great, that means I'm not going to get any more death threats. This is awesome.
The new radio.
And welcome back to Inside the Game. It is Oswald here with you on Urban Radio. Sort of been a funny year for Urban Radio. Started off very strong first couple of months, and then we sort of started to teeter off a little bit. And then recently, well, you can tell where we've been recently. Not a lot of information has come out. I will agree the news on the website has been stale since, May? I'm sure somebody will give me the date. May something. Why, you ask? It's a combination of reasons, actually, some of which I'm sure won't sit well with the community, but you know what? So what? Siliconized Development has been a nonprofit volunteer team since we formed in late 1999, early 2000. We never asked gamers to pay to play. That's bullshit, in my opinion. I'll cut right through the fluff and bottom line it for you. It's all about having free time to talk to the team, gather new information, screenshots, and a potential timeline as to what is going to be accomplished when. Many gamers don't seem to understand, at least those who are slacker students or jobless wonders, that outside of sitting in front of our computers, we actually have family, friends, and jobs that actually pay the bills. In the past, news and information from the team about Urban Terror, it's been quite plentiful. But with the dwindling community, and I know gamers will point the finger at the development team for that, the news from the community for the community is almost nil. Outside a few dedicated sites like Active War and the Map Depot, not sure about Dead Llamas anymore. I knew somebody else just took it over. And leagues like Clanbase and STA, everything else is pretty much quiet. Nothing happening out there. If you want to consider the not having enough time an excuse, then so be it. I've mentioned it many times before. I do not have the sort of time I had 2 years ago to sit in front of a computer and tend to a community and a mod. It's not uncommon for me to spend 14 to 16 hours a day supporting the mod when we were not working on it. I think I speak for the entire team in that regard. Our announcement to port Urban Terror to enemy territory was a step in the right direction that provided a well-needed shot in the arm. Now, about 15 months after that decision was made, we've officially announced things have changed. Now, before you get your manis in a bunch, you will notice a few things are occurring. First, thanks to Midget Killer, the UrbanTerror.net website has been updated. Now, it's not live yet. We should be live here hopefully today, if not tomorrow, and I know I've said that all week long, but this is long awaited, and for me, longly anticipated to update the site because it should help provide the community with more news. It'll also allow the community to submit their own news that can be approved by myself or Blade Killer. No more fumbling with emails that have been lost or deleted. Hopefully this is a positive move on our part that will help strengthen the communication within the community. And while the site is about 95% complete, there are some features we are still working on. First, I would like to extend thanks to Rashley of Clan Blam for updating the out-of-date FAQ. Hopefully the extended FAQ will assist new gamers and old alike to quickly resolve issues that they encounter. We'll also be working on the manual, but it will be updated and online shortly. We also have plans to add a movie section, thanks to No Leaf Clover, and a media section that'll have a bunch of different screenshots, things of that nature. Now, going back to what I said about changes with ETUT, I mentioned a few weeks back that on Urban Radio, a group of us from SID created our own legitimate company in June of 2004. The name of this newly formed entity was Frozen Sand LLC. Now, I'm sure there are some questions as to why the name change. First, Siliconized Development was nothing more than a fictitious name we attached to the group that was working on Urban Terror. Now, I will admit it was a kick-ass name, but we decided not to stay with the name because of potential implications that we did not want to be involved with. Like any of the previous guys would actually have a lawyer who would come get us. I don't think that would happen, but nonetheless, we have changed it. Many people through the years have worked on Urban Terror, from our humble beginnings with Bot Killer and Dr. 8 to our current team of 27, High C, Rabbit Cow, Blade Killer, Tub, LT1, Barbecue Flash, and me, along with everyone else who participated in between. The port to ET was to be accomplished by Sid, but the term timely fashion has long since fallen by the wayside. Of course, the past 12 months, we've also been working on a demo using enemy territory. This was our, quote, parallel development I spoke about from time to time. This demo was an all-original concept, built from the ground up, that was to be presented to professional studios who would hear our proposal. Why now, you ask? Well, first, we had an amateur team. We felt we had a few things going for us. We had established ourselves in the mod community, and were able to produce quality work and support our community for an extended period of time. We also felt that our team relationship had strengthened enough that we wanted to work even closer with the possibility of actually being paid for developing games. Believe me, it's not as glamorous as you think. So, after creating Frozen Sand LLC, we began work on a demo that was internally known as MX or Mercenary X. It was to be a first-person co-op sci-fi shooter with role-playing aspects where gamers worked as a team to achieve mission objectives. The work we accomplished would present some of our ideas as to how gamers would connect and select missions. Once a mission was selected, they would be transported or connected to the mission server in order to join their team and begin their mission. The MX demo was also an example of one mission where the drop team would arrive on a hostile planet, requiring them to power up the forward base, power the AA guns, and then move through the level in order to find out what happened to the advanced scout team that had vanished. Once we felt the demo was finished, we contacted Robert Duffy and Kevin Cloud at id Software. Why id? We chose id Software because we have had a good relationship with them dating back to QuakeCon 2000. Previously, thanks to Helchik, formerly of GameSpy, who was friends with Duffy, we demoed an early version of Urban Terror to them, and they liked it. I believe Robert was quoted one time saying that his favorite Quake 3 mod was Urban Terror. We also sent copies of MX to Splash Damage and Ravensoft. Our relationship with Splash Damage is great also. We've known these guys since 2000, and I initially intended to contact Activision because that was the last known place of employment for Helchik, but little did I know she had moved on to Ravensoft, and this is another company we have former SID members at, those members being Sweetnuts and Apoxel. So 2 weeks ago last Monday, we had an online meeting with Robert and Kevin of id Software. We provided them a 15-minute walkthrough of the demo. They asked a few questions, mostly code-related, and then we adjourned to IRC where they provided us honest feedback. While I won't go into the details as to what they actually said, it did make us as Frozen Sand rethink our approach to development. One question that Robert did ask was, why did you guys make a decision to go away from Urban Terror and in this direction meaning the sci-fi demo that we created? 27 answered, because we wanted to do something as a business, and a lot of people who are no longer on the team worked on Urban Terror. He respected that answer. Since that meeting, we have been discussing the direction we need to take in order to be successful and have a chance at securing future work that'll benefit the gaming community and provide large sacks of cash, as High C put it. For some reason, he's stuck on that large sacks of cash idea. You know, it sounds pretty nice, though. I will give him that.
Oh.
So we have abandoned our previous idea about MX, but it also gives us a great starting point. Yeah, 12 months of development for a proverbial 15 minutes of fame to demo to id Software. While the end product was not what we have liked, all is not lost. I can hear groans, and I can see some bands already going along. I can hear the groans increasing, and at this point, I'm sure gamers are ready to give up on us. And you know what? That is solely your choice, not ours. We must look to the future, and if we want to become the next Splash Damage and actually break into the gaming industry, then this is something we have to do. Speaking for myself, I hate my job. I hate the airline industry. The people I work with, the TSA, all the bullshit, which I know every company has. I put up with the pay, which continues to be cut. I'm at a dead-end job with very little chance at advancement because I'm not a woman. I'm not black, Oriental, Mexican, or any other minority that seems to get hired these days. I do believe you can enjoy work, but my current provider does not provide that, unfortunately. And I know Blade Killer and Rabbit Cow are in similar positions and would love to see our company succeed, as would 27 and High C and everybody else who's involved right now. But I sort of focus on Blade Killer and Rabbit Cow because I know what they've been going through up in Canada recently with their job, so thus the reason that was said. As I said, though, we decided to rethink our idea, taking into account what id Software told us, and this made us realize a few things. First, we would need more talent in order to accomplish our task list. And second, We decided not to abandon the work that had been completed on MX. 27 and High D's did some amazing stuff in the MX demo, and they're to be commended for all their dedication. And while I'm handing out kudos, the same thing can be said of Blade Killer and Rabbit Cow, both consummate professionals. We were offered assistance, and Peter, 27, I mean, is coordinating that with Robert in order to finalize some details. And I'm sure that'll also mean we need to sign an NDA, which is not really a problem because we do not intend on distributing anything that would be given to us to the community that would create a rift between the team and id Software. Technically, the demo was impressive. It showed off our team, but as we were told, it struggles artistically. Now, this is no way a hack on Blade Killer, LT1, Rabbit Cow Flash, or anyone else who provided their artistic value to the demo. The fact was, it was done with a game concept in mind, and we were trying to sell the concept and not ourselves, the development team. Recommendations for us were as follows: get some artists, continue to flesh out a prototype, and try to accumulate a community following similar to Urban Terror. So that basically brings you up to date on where we are now. Our work continues, while Sid will probably not do any further work on Urban Terror, Frozen Sand will. We are currently putting together our plans to work on a demo that combines Urban Terror and Enemy Territory with what we've already done on our Mercenary X demo. For those of you now, you can add MX to the play here, along with ET and UT. So thus, UT plus ET plus MX equals, well, you figure it out. I think 27 sums it up quite nicely. He says, you thought we were working on ET-UT, which was only sort of true. For the past year, we had been working on a sci-fi game demo. It's done. It needs better art. We need a better art team. Seeing as we're changing all the art, we're going to tone down the sci-fi and make it more like URT. So, bizarrely, you get something like URT, but with all the goodies from a sci-fi game like the vehicle physics and Ragdoll, and it's not too far off from beta. Well, the name of the project is still up in the air. Work is progressing. LT1 has pumped out a completely new arsenal of weapons. We also have a new male and a female player model in the works as Rabbit Cow continues to hone his level design skills. In fact, we have a CTF level already complete, minus structures, and actually you capture a tire, I believe, right now instead of a flag, just because that was one of the objects we had already done. That allows the gamer to take advantage of the size of the level by driving what we have right now, which are Jeeps. That was also just one of the new features we included in MX, was the ability to drive through levels. This feature is something that we will most likely carry over to our new title. And who says you can't do vehicles successfully in Quake 3? At this point, I'm sure there's many of you who tuned in and those who will listen to the recorded version that are probably pretty upset that URT is not going to be announced and possibly not going to be released as ET-UT. I'm sure we will also hear those who said, "I told you so," and other more derogatory comments toward the development team, but the future is bright. At least for our team, it's bright. We've been given an opportunity to show off what we can do when given the resources, and along with the current development team, we are hashing out the background story and theme of what we're going to create. While Urban Terror was never really able to grasp a theme like other mods did, we are working to start with a common theme and build upon it. However you look at it, it will be an Urban Terror type game that has some kick-ass art. And oh yeah, the code will also be rock solid, as well as witnessed in the MX demo, which, yes, I know, you guys have not seen, unfortunately. We do not intend on working on the demo for another 12 months. Remember, we are but 7 developers doing the work of about 15, maybe 20. Don't believe me? Just ask Blade Killer. Just ask her how much time she put in to working on MX on her days off. As soon as we resolve some hosting issues with the new UrbanTerror.net website, we will be putting a call for help out. Our goal is to expand the development team of Urban Terror. Therefore, we will be expanding the core as well, and we'll be recruiting for the following positions. Basically everything: character modeler, animator, map object modeler, texture artist, concept artist, sound effects and music, level designers, skinners. And as I mentioned, we do have a small core team. Flash does animation, concept art and modeling, while Barbecue does music and sound and level design. Blade skins and maps, while Rabbit Cow does, well, just about everything: models, maps, textures. But as I said, they are overworked, and in order to decrease the development time, we need more talent to achieve our goals. So what happens from here out? Well, we have laid everything out for you on our end. The rest is up to the community. In fact, in our plans, the community plays a very important part in our development, and they always have. We know that we have successfully created a popular online game among our supporters. Those supporters came together and formed the basis of our community that from a point we continue to build upon that community. Websites began to emerge, leagues formed, clans took part in those leagues, and we ended up having huge support all around. Not many mods, let alone games, have a dedicated radio show for nearly 5 years. While the past months have been especially woeful throughout the community, this announcement should prove to the community that we are dedicated to providing the gamer who has supported us with a new game. I don't believe if you asked me 5 years ago if I'd still be working on Urban Terror today, I would have probably said no. I don't know how much I don't know how we could continue to see as much support for it now than we did when it first began. I guess it goes to show that we do have accomplished something great for Urban Terror for Quake 3, and we will continue to develop with that in mind. We are well aware that we are well aware of what gamers want, and they each want something different, it seems. But when you look at the game in a broad sense, there are very few specific features that make a successful game. I've been preaching this next item for a while now: gameplay over graphics. And while it might not be what id Software is looking for, it is something that we can easily adapt in order to provide to any potential developer. Above everything else, gamers want a game that excites them and has them coming back for more. In my experience, very few games have, over a period of extended time, provided that. Most recently, Battlefield 1942 struck that chord, and before that, it was Quake 2 and Action Quake 2. Sure, along the way, there were other titles that provided hours, weeks, or maybe months of enjoyment, but in the long run, none could keep me satisfied. Of course, my opinion will vary with those and some of those on the development team and in the community. So until a retail game, many in the community have voiced their opinion as to what they wanted to see changed, removed, or added. While we may have been too close to our community and taken many issues too hard, we know that gamers had only the best intentions in mind for the mod. Well, at least most of them did. Sometimes, or is that many times, the community and development team did not see face-to-face. Just ask 27 or High C about the QA team. They never saw face-to-face. We had our plans, and you, well, you had yours. This time around, there are 5 individuals making the development decisions, not 15 to 20 like before. Talk about a clusterfuck. The 5 members of Frozen Sand LLC will make all the development decisions as to the direction that the game will take. Unlike Urban Terror, we are starting from an established platform. On top of what we're already bringing over from the 5 years of Urban Terror development, we'll also have new thoughts and ideas as to what we want to achieve. Now, hopefully that has helped to clear up some of the fog of war you might have had as it pertains to the development team, the mod, and just what the hell's been going on for the past year. Now, I'm sure for some it is not what they wanted to hear, while others will probably be quite excited with anticipation. Whatever school of thought you are in, we do thank you for your support over the years. And I'm sure there's going to be someone who tells us to F off and make a grand exit. So be it. But there will be others who will wait and see just what we are working on over the course of the next few months. And when I come back, I will take any questions I have received. If you have a question that you want answered, then I suggest you message me now. It's Oswald. You are Inside the Game on Urban Radio, and we'll be right back.
Some of those that work forces are the same that burn crosses. are the same that bar crosses. Some of those that work forces draw the same that bar crosses. Killing in the name of. Killing in the name of. Now you do what they told ya. 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 What they told ya. You now get to what they told ya. You now get to what they told ya. You now get to what they told ya. Those who die are justified. For wearing the badge, yeah, you're chosen white. You're justified. Those who die for wearing the badge, yeah, you're chosen white. Those who die are justified. For wearing the badge, yeah, you're chosen white. You're justified. Those who die for wearing the badge, yeah, you're chosen white. Those that work forces are the same that bar crosses. Some of those that work forces are the same that bar crosses. Some of those that work forces are the same that bar crosses. Some of those that work forces are the same that bar crosses. Killing in the name of. Killing in the name of. Now you do what they told ya. 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 Now you do what they told ya.
Okay, so we all piled into the company kitchen and cooked up theories that every radio station that could possibly be successful had already been created. This theory held true for approximately 27 minutes until it was shot down by 13-year-old Jimmy Smith.
Sounded pretty dumb.
It sounded pretty dumb. So we decided to assemble a new station focused on games, gamers, gaming, gaming, and gaming.
You said gaming three.
Hey, shut the hell up. Tune in, listen, and play with Radio ITG.
We go inside the game to provide you with live sports coverage.
You wanted it. You got it. A gaming station devoted to...
Well, games.
So keep it here. Inside the game, Radio ITG.
guys are doo-doo heads.
And thanks again for tuning in live with Urban Radio right here on Inside the Game, www.radioitg.com. I also want to thank those who listen to it in the recorded fashion. It does mean a lot to the development team and myself. The gamers still want to hear what's going on in and around the community and with the development team. And it seems like I'm not even watching Pound Urban Tear, to be honest with you, because I know a lot of gamers are probably overreacting. And as I said, dropping F-bombs and doing what they can to make their grand exit. But I do see some gamers actually listen to what we said early in the show. If you have any questions, feel free to send me a private message. Some of those questions we will try to answer. First one, let's see here. First one, let's see. Actually, X-Factor from Portugal, he's got a couple of questions here for me. Shall we ever get to play the demo? Right now, the team has not made that decision. It is playable with enemy territory, and we'll have to talk about that and potentially put that up on the new website and get that out to the community so you can at least see what we have done, and it would probably give you a little bit better confidence into what we are planning here for Urban Terror, Enemy Territory, MX, whatever you want to call it. He also says, so what have you guys done with the UT code already ported to ET? Well, that was it. That's all that was really done was the code, and that wasn't even complete because we still had not animated the new models, so there was no hit detection. So it was just basic code, and I'm sure 27 or High C would say they could do that in a couple days. The game we're working on now is going to use all the new code that was put in for the Mercenary X demo, the MX demo. As for weapons, we're going through those right now, and as soon as the new website up, LT1's already offered a bunch of new renderings of some of the weapons that will be included in the new game. A lot of the features you see in Urban Terror now are going to be in the new game, which I guess we'll just call MX here for now, Urban MX, whatever you want to call it. Yes, things like stamina will still be in there. Climbing will still be in there. The things that you've come to know about Urban Terror are going to be in the new demo, the new game we're working on. Game modes, still working on those right now. The only thing, like I said, we have done, we're sort of abandoning the co-op play for the time being because that is what our demo originally focused on, was a co-op teamwork to achieve your mission. But right now, as I said, CTF is the only game mode we have in there. Player models, animation, hit detection, netcode, that's all going to be brand new. As I said, we have vehicles now. We have ragdoll physics. The models actually get blown apart. We've done a lot of kick-ass stuff, which, you know, I think would help if you guys actually saw the demo we did, because I'm sure it would probably put everything into perspective here. And a lot of this will be reiterated on the website as soon as I get together with Midget Killer and we get the thing updated and online. Krom's asking, timetable for release? We're not going to give a timetable right now because, truthfully, we don't have one. But as soon as we know, we will post it. I don't see why we have to give any sort of timetable. It's not going to be a year because, as a team, we don't want to spend another 12 months just to get another half-hearted answer saying, well, here's what you need to do. We figure we can grind this out in terms of months, but you know, it's all really going to be up to how many people we can draw in to our development team to help provide us the assets we need for the game. So right now... is it going to be a new mod or not, or will it cost users anything? The only way it's going to cost you something is if it goes full retail. Beyond that, it's going to be released, you know, most likely what Splash Damage did potentially with Enemy Territory. I mean, it could be a game where it's a free game. I mean, you just have to wait and see. A lot of those decisions haven't been made at this point. I mean, we're probably going to term it demo for quite a while because that is the whole reason we're making it. We're making it a demo for development studios to look at. And, you know, they make the judgment as to, hey, this team has what it takes. We can work with them. Hey, we can give them this small project. They can do that. And, you know, obviously we get a little money for what we did. Were we working on, what were you guys working on during that summer break? Yeah, well, like I said, we... No, we really didn't have a true break. The only true break was from not developing Urban Terror. for the most part, we've been working on the MX demo, as I said, for just about 12 months, probably over 12 months. Blade Killer was predominantly the only one doing a lot of work. Actually, I take that back. Tub was doing work because he's updated a lot of his maps for Urban Terror. But Blade Killer continuously worked on the female models. And she may, I'm not sure if we're going to show those off now because that model is not going to be used because we've updated how the female model looks. But she was working on all the different skin sets, the heads, the hair, you name it. And if you know Blade, like I said, she's a consummate professional. She's a perfectionist. She wants to get everything perfect, and if it's not, she's going to take her time to fix it and get it right. So that entire time, was it last summer or maybe this summer, we've been working on our MX demo. That's what we've been doing. So I don't see any other questions, and like I said, I'm not really going to look at Urban Terror because I know people are going to be bitching and complaining, but you know, if there's no more questions, then I'm going to call it a day here. As I said, we will recap everything that has happened on the radio show, on the website, and I think we will be able to clarify things a little bit better for you on the website than on air. We can show you some things. We can probably discuss a few more things a little bit more in depth as soon as the site gets up and online. And like I said, I got a message from Midget Killer saying that should happen. I believe that was today. I'm hoping it's today. But he has everything he needs. Ghost is taken care of. So I think all of us are on the same page now. And hopefully we'll have the website here up in the next couple of days. Give you one more chance here. I'll take one more quick break and come back. And I'm going to close shop here for this edition of Urban Radio. Now I get more questions as figured. Any time frame for QA start testing? No, but I know we will be using a QA team, not necessarily the team that we use for Urban Terror, but we will have some testing. Our website for Frozen Sand, frozensand.com. Right now, there's nothing there, but for more information, contact Oswald at frozensand.com. But that is the other website we are going to be using, frozensand.com. That is the other link. Right now, a lot of the news that we are doing is going to be posted on the Urban Terror website. So for any information, you can continue to come to urbanterror.net. Quentin, nice comment by Quentin. This, quote, new game, will it be something like URT or just another stupid camper game? Well, I can guarantee it's not going to be like Counter-Strike, that stupid camper game. It's going to be like Urban Terror, that fast-paced action that you are accustomed to. Unless you are a camper, then, you know, maybe you should go play Counter-Strike. But no, it's going to be fast-paced action like Urban Terror has always been. And with that, I'm going to, one more sounder. We're going to come back and wrap things up. It's Oswald. You are Inside the Game.
The following program is recommended for mature individuals and may contain material unsuitable for morons, cretins, and dishwipes. If you are a moron or a member of the PTL club, please turn off your radio, because we don't need any more stupid, narrow-minded, pencil-neck geeks who wouldn't know the First Amendment if it came up and bit them on the butt. Thank you.
See, doesn't that look totally Wolfenstein?
Dude, there's verification right here.
That it is.
Yeah.
I was right.
Anon did it.
Awesome, dude. Look, you fight a giant elephant, dude.
Yeah, that's hardcore.
Oh, wait, it says out of grapes? Better feed him some wheat. Yeah!
Calling all freaks.
Epileptic Gaming, Fridays at 7, only on Radio ITG.
All right, now here come the questions. I don't know why all of a sudden, but we got a couple more questions, so I'll try to finish those off. IQ for the glory. Does the bunny come with the new game? I don't think we've ever developed the bunny, so I'm going to have to say that there's no bunny in the works for our new game. And I know you're talking about strafing or bunny hopping or whatever you want to call it, strafe jumping. That is something that we are working on right now. I don't know. I believe to some degree it is in there right now, but like I said, it's really too early to tell. It was not in the MX demo. That is something that we actually took out. You can still jump, and you can generate a little bit of forward momentum, but it's not like you've known it in Urban Terror, at least right now. But again, I mean, that might change right now. I don't know. Maori from Portugal is asking a lot of you guys to release something like URT 3.8 with improvements on anti-warp and hit detection. Just a small patch. I don't know. That's going to be something we have to run by the team if the coders are up to releasing a small patch. Anti-warp works. I don't believe anything's going to be done on that front in hit detection. I mean, if we got a small list of... asking for a small list is probably impossible of minor changes that could be made to make the game better. But I don't know. It's something that we'll have to talk about. Right now, we didn't have any plans to release another version of Urban Terror 3.8, but we'll just have to wait and see. If we do, I mean, obviously it's going to come up on the website, but right now I don't know. I'm going to say no, it's probably not going to happen, but you know, maybe the coders would be up for releasing a small patch. We will have to wait and see. The music. I know a lot of you don't want to hear the music. Oh, see, and Blake Keller's telling me strafe jumping is in, so she would know better than I at this point. So, yes, strafe jumping is still in. The bunny is born, baby. And it's the same speed as URT, so there you go. Alcoholic, no. Clean out your ears and listen one more time. I just said strafe jumping is in. It's the same speed as URT, and ledge climbing is better. How's that? And we will continue to have Urban Radio. It's probably going to be more centered on what we're doing than the Urban Terror community, but we figure you guys as the Urban Terror community, at least a lot of you who want to continue on supporting the team, will continue to follow the progress of the new game. And for that, we thank you because you do play an integral part in our future, and hopefully you will be there to help us out. And that's going to do it for today. The bombshell has been dropped as Frozen Sand LLC. We've laid everything out on the table. Now it's up to you and the community who must decide what you want to do. For Inside the Game, Urban Radio, Sid, and Frozen Sand, I am Oswald. Peace out.